Because that way we can learn a bit of the modal language in flamenco, how it's used. So you know that if we take all the white keyboards, the white keys on the keyboard of a piano.
Yeah, that's like C.
From C to C.
Why do I have a picture right in the middle of your piano?
I send you the chat for this.
Okay.
So you can have from C to C, say on it. And then from D to D. That is Dorian mode. Then from D to E. Says, consequently, the Ionian mode is major, the Dorian mode is minor, the Phrygian mode is minor with the flat second, the Lydian mode is major with four augmented, the Mixolydian mode is dominant, the Ionian mode is minor,
and the Locrian mode is
subdiminished. If you go up with the scroll,
okay, there we go.
From the beginning, it says ear training, that's what we were playing before, it says modes. And then below second Roman numeral it says consequently,
and then we have
the formulas.
Yeah.
Then below that on the third Roman numeral it says in flamenco modes are used as follows. For minor chords we use Dorian and Aeolian. For major chords we use Lydian and Ionian. And for dominant chords we use mixed Lydian or Phrygian as well, depending on the case. Now in the Roman numeral 4, we explained how we, the good news is that you don't need to learn other fingerings because in the school, you know, they want us to do 7 fingerings for each key. So like, for example, E, they will say, play C Ionian, and then you have to do, then C Dorian, C Phrygian, C Lydian, C Mixolydian, C Aeolian, and C Locrian. So
it's a lot to remember.
You have to learn 7 things. Now, the thing we could do in flamenco very easy is that you already know the 6 fingerings, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you know the 6 fingerings of major scale, we can convert major scale into any of these modes just by playing this scale over different points of the chord, degrees of the chord or notes of the chord. So, therefore, we will think only on one mode, which is major scale, Ionian. And here it says, therefore, we using Ionian mode from different points of the chords, we have the Ionian mode as a master key. And next to that end is the table of equivalences, which means that how we convert this mode into any other mode.
Jay, where are you? Are you reading this someplace?
Yes.
Okay, where are you?
In the 4 Roman numeral. That's
on the 4 Roman, the Roman number 4.
Yes, Roman numeral 4.
Okay, that's 3, so...
Number 4, below.
4 is right here, okay.
And then, what it says, equivalences. So
oh,
then it says,
equivalences, okay.
Equivalences.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me this. Ionian is Ionian when played from the first of the chord. So it means we have C major, then we can play the Ionian. Now, in order to know where these scales are located, below on the Roman numeral 5, it says how to find out the tonic of our standard major scale fingerings. 6 digits, it reads from 6 to first string. So then we have to learn just the very simple thing now is this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which is just the keys of the scales. We already know this is the scales, but this key here, the first one, it says 4, 2, read that.
Okay. You know, I'm having a problem with seeing your fingering because the image of myself is right over where your hand is. So, and I don't know how to get away from
That's strange. Don't enlarge the screen, Bruce. I think you need to actually shorten the thing. Not totally small, but there is a midway in between.
Okay, so I think that's better. Okay.
Now, in the chat room, go to the Roman numeral 5.
I am.
And then here it says how to find out the tonic, and then we'll read this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah. Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is all what we need to learn. If we can learn these 6 things,
hold it. Too much, too fast. Yes. What you're saying is the one is C sharp.
C sharp. So this is cross, and then it has 4, which means finger 4 on the 4th fret.
Okay.
And then cross means we don't play those strings 3rd and 4th. And then we play 2. That's right, but those fingers you are using now are 1-3, which are not the fingers we will really use.
Okay.
Therefore, the proper way should be that we play it as it is written, with finger 2 and finger 4 here. That way we keep the same exact shape, otherwise this will be confusing here. Because this is a map of the fingering. And if you play finger 1 here on the 2nd fret, that does not correspond to the fingering 1. So when we will have to use it, it will create confusion. So better please play finger 2, 2nd fret, second string, and finger 4, that's right, because then we keep the shape and that will be very easy, the thing will be. So this here is the first tonic. This is fingering 1. So, in fact, you know we play fingering 1.
Okay, that's where you lost me. Okay, we've got C sharp in two places. What did you just do with that?
This C sharp. Ahora, do you have your PDF of the scales that I gave you a long time ago? Remember this PDF?
No, but I pretty know.
You know my memory also.
I do practice them, so I'm familiar with the different ones.
In that fingering, you have one circle, red circle, on this note. So you already had that before, actually. This.
So what fingering am I playing in now?
Fingering 1, it says there, C
sharp. Fingering 1 is, I see, so.
That's right, but those ones are open, Bruce. That's open fingering, that's another thing.
Okay.
That's not the standard. Here it says how to find out the tonic of a standard. Standard is this.
Okay, so this would be fingering 1 at the first position.
That's right, this is the tonic of my first fingering. It's my visual cue. Now then let's read the second one.
Okay, I understand where we're going here.
Let's do it just this way. 1, 2 notes here. And then now the next 2 notes for fingering 2.
Okay, so now we have 1 and 4.
That's right. But that 1 right? is only
for
the string. That's correct.
Let's see. Oh, that's E flat. Okay. I'm thinking of D sharp, but it's E flat.
4-1, Bruce. 4-1.
That's not it?
No, read it from that fingering 3. No, it says 4 on the 4th fret, 6th string. Which are you reading? The second one or the third?
I'm reading the second one. We're at the third one now?
Third one, it says there.
Okay,
four,
third.
One.
Okay. Oh, man.
No. Finger 4.
Finger 4.
Yes, but it does not say on the first string.
Okay, look at we're on the second or third.
That's what we're doing. This 3 because the second we already did.
Okay, so 3.
But it says here 6 digits. It reads from 6 to first string. So therefore, the first note we have 4 is this one. That's right. And then we have cross, which means we don't play that. Mm-hmm. And then 1. That's 1 on the 3rd string.
Let's see, what am I looking at?
Because those have to be octaves.
Okay.
Correct. This is my tonic or visual cue of the finger in 3. So we have 1, 2, 3. 3 things. It has to be octaves. 1, 2, and 3. Do that. turn down your second strings a bit sharp. Push.
Okay, so we go 1, 2, and 3. We're
okay. Correct. Now we have the finger in 4, 1, 3.
1 and 3. Let's say where. Okay, and this would be. This would be A flat? B flat.
That's fingering 3. Now fingering 5. And then we have fingering 6. So therefore we have. Therefore we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 positions. Okay. These positions will indicate in which key we are. How we want to know that? Well, because we will use it now. Let's do one thing. When we will play major chords, we use the Ionian scale from the first degree. So if we play E major. Wait a second, let me see if we are. First string, and that is 6th. Mm. Down that, that's very sharp. Second, up, third. Okay, fourth. That's sharp, turn it down. Oh. So we have E major scale. So where is fingering 1 on E major? If we have to play on this chord, in piano, you know that we can play with the left hand the chord and with the right hand the scale. But here, or we play the chord or we play the scale. Therefore, I designed a 1 hour 40 minutes video which have all the chords so that you can train as we trained here in Spain before, a long time ago, how we did. I sit with one guy there and said, please play E major. Then the guy goes like this. Play over E, and then I play some scale to try it, to see how it fits the scale with the chord. That's what we will do, but with the recording. That's great. Ahora, then we have to find out where E major scale is using fingering 1. So to do that, then we need to go to our visual cue for fingering 1, and then we need to find where is E in that position. So we have this as D sharp. Then if we go 1 fret up, that is D. If we go 1 fret up, that's D sharp. And then if we go 1 fret up, then that is E. So now we are on the 4th fret. Take a reference, finger 1, as a reference on which fret we are. So if we play fingering 1 from that fret, in which key we are?
Yeah, right.
If we play fingering 1 on this fret, 4th fret, on which key we are?
That's an E.
E major. Mm-hmm. Or now click example 13 of the video and play the scale over the chord.
Okay, where is the video? Did you send me the video?
Yes, the video is the first link that I sent you at the beginning of my message.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's see, that's I think that's last week. Okay, so it'd be this. Okay, and you said...
Example 13.
13, okay.
And then you play the scale over the rasgueo to see how it sounds.
So I need to go back to...
Yes, to the 6th cue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I've lost my place here. Okay, so... the number 6 of your list is what I'm looking at? This?
No, we are searching for the fingering number 2. So we go to visual cue number 2.
Okay, so 2 is this one.
That's right. Okay. And now we need to play to search where is F. That's right, right there. So therefore, means that if we play fingering 2.
Okay, let's see, 2. Let me think. I do have to think. Fingering 2 is the D fingering, right?
Fingering 2... is this 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4, 1, 3, 4.
Okay, so it's...
That's right. Only thing that the right hand should play apoyado, resting, rest strong, and should be closer to the bridge, not the horn. Ahora, example 14, which corresponds to F major, and play the scale over those four.
Okay.
This is in order to know all the fretboard, the modes properly. So at least to have an idea of what is this fingering thing about. Otherwise, we play it, we don't know how.
That's a passing note.
You play the pass-through notes, no problem. We just play the normal notes.
Okay.
Because this is to explain the scale alone. Now, then we have F-sharp major. So on F-sharp major, because we are playing in order, now it will follow fingering 3. So
okay,
we have to find out where is fingering 3 on F-sharp. First, I go to my visual cue of fingering 6.
Let's see, where are we? We are... Okay, we're on the A flat.
So. A flat. Well, the flat says 4, 1.
Oh, let's see. A flat. Oh, okay, that's just.
That's right. Now now we need to search where is F-sharp inside that with that posture. And means we will have to go up to the 11th fret. We will have to go up to the 11th fret. This, we will take this as the key, as the key. Finger 1 on
this
the
one.
11th fret. That is the one. So we will be here.
I'm going to have trouble with that one. I am going to have trouble up there.
Don't worry, not because we don't play the octaves like that. We play only single notes.
Okay.
But I play the scale there.
Okay, so what scale am I playing with that?
Fingering 3.
Fingering 3, okay. It was just the G, what I think of is G. So that.
That's right. So let's play that.
Okay, so that would be 15?
So that would be 15, yes. You have there on the right side of the
position here. And what finger?
That is fingering 4, because we did 1, 2, 3, now we're doing 4.
Okay, so let me think about that first. So 4 would be... Okay, so I'm now, I'll just continue with what we're doing here. Okay, we're on the F, the 5. Now we're looking for which?
For G sharp.
G sharp, which should be right up there.
That's right. Now play that scale against the chord. But fingering 5, please. That's not fingering 5.
Oh, fingering 5. Fingering 5. Okay. We have numbers 1 through 6, and we play that pattern in the positions 1 through 6.
That's right.
Okay, now here's the key.
One chord play, like this.
Okay, but and now, why do I select G sharp, for instance, with the 5?
Well, because first we play E major with fingering 1, then we play F major with fingering 2. Then we play F sharp major with finger in 3. Then we play G major with finger in 4. And then G sharp major, it will be 5.
So we go
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just to follow any order. It could be in any order, but we are doing from 1 to 6 to get easy. We do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So we're just going by those consecutive frets.
That's right. Just simple thing.
Okay.
Work on it, and then next time we continue.
Okay, at 9:30.
Thank you.
Bye.